What's up, everybody? I'm Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast.
And I'm JJ Crable, and this week our guest is our good friend Julia Jones.
So,
hey, Julia, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Would you like to introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. Hello, audience. I'm Julia Jones. I know JJ and Noah both from improv and acting. And I'm very honored to be here because I am a total woo-woo witch person who is really into metaphysical stuff, like on a very like weird level because I'm an actor. And I think actors all are like into weird metaphysical stuff.
Yeah, we were just talking about how we had wish we had more witch woo-woo on. So.
Now, when you say witch, do you identify as Wiccan? Or?
No. I am very like white girl about it. I'm just someone who, I don't know, like witchy good vibes, like
gotcha.
Into, yeah.
It's more like a spirituality theme, but not really.
Yeah, not, yeah. I mean, I should probably shouldn't be joking about it because I know there are people who identify with that. But I know I am someone who was raised pretty conservatively and I had a lot of issues with the religion I was raised in. And I kind of lost a little bit of my spirituality in growing up and feeling kind of, I don't know, disillusioned by the institution that I was attending. And anyway, spirituality, like the woo-woo stuff, my friend Sheila, who's an astrologer, she kind of got me back into believing that in energy and understanding like that there are things that we don't see, you can't tap into with our eyes that we experience. And it was just helpful.
So do you believe in astrology?
I don't know. I love it. My friend Sheila, like I used to work at a cafe called Cafe Jonah in the Magical Attic. And the upstairs was literally a magical attic where it was a metaphysical bookshop. And you could get psychic readings, tarot readings, palm readings. And the woman who owned it or like ran it upstairs, her name's Sheila Polstein. She has her own astrology business. Again, I'd like been raised conservative Christian. Didn't really know what I believed in anymore when I got that job. And she gave me readings that were like spot on. Actually, I have a reading with her on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She just taught me to be aware of my own energy and how we're energetic beings and we affect each other and like can feel and give off certain things, which makes sense to me. So I like to believe in astrology.
And what is a reading like? What is that process like?
So what's cool about Sheila is that she's an intuitive astrologer. So she plugs in all your information. It's, you know, where the stars were lined up on your birth time, what hemisphere you were born in, where exactly in the country you're born. She types it into this program that can pull up that chart, like the zodiac chart of where the stars were lined up and read it. But what's cool about her is that when she reads it, she also intuitively read off of the chart other messages that aren't there, that aren't just like typical, I've studied astrology, so I know what this means. Like she receives messages by looking at the chart.
And if you don't mind me asking, when she has intuited it.
Intuit. I think intuit is like, right?
Listeners,
I've intuited.
If you know how the correct conjugation that we're trying to say, please email realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com.
Did I mention I'm an actor?
But what would you be willing to share something she's told you that you felt like was spot on?
Yeah, so I've had several readings with her since, you know, because I had that job when I was 24. I'm 32 now, so it was a long time ago. And the first reading, she just was like, hey, I'd love to give you a reading for your birthday. I'd never done anything like that before. I was kind of scared, honestly. I was like, what does that mean? And she's like, I just want to like, you know, help you out. And within the first 5 minutes, she told me stuff that I had struggled with, but could never formulate into words. She like succinctly pinpointed some of the biggest things I've like needed to overcome or themes in my life within 5 minutes.
Wow.
And it felt like she saw right through me, and I immediately began crying. My friends who I'm really close with that I give readings to for their birthdays, same exact experience. Mm. Yeah, like, you know, Jessica Bilgrad, mm-hmm. I got her a reading for her birthday, and like, she wanted me to be, and I was like, are you sure? And like, immediately she was like, okay, here's a thing. And Bilgrad was like, girl, like, it's just like immediately. So, like, she's pretty powerful. I know that, you know, people high up, like, in the CIA, or I don't know if it's the CIA, FBI, investigators have, like, worked with her for cases and stuff.
Really? I thought you were going to say they're watching her, keeping an eye on her.
No, she's had, like, people that, you know, are in professional fields of, like, investigative stuff that have come to her to, like, ask what her intuition
is. So, is she a psychic, too, or is it?
I would say psychic, probably, because when she looks at your chart, she also can like feel or get messages from it.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool.
So this magical attic sounds like a pretty important place for kind of developing your ideas on spirituality. In terms of ghost encounters, had you experienced kind of supernatural encounters before having like opened yourself up to that, or was it really after that kind of magical attic?
I always filtered it through Christianity and through this like kind of, you know, conservative interpretation of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if any of the experiences I had were a spiritual experience, because I always just associated it, I think, with like my faith,
right,
maybe, and not, oh, this is a woo-woo moment or something that I can't explain or extraordinary. I don't think I had anything like that.
Gotcha. I guess, was your faith open to ghosts?
Was it just the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
It's weird. My parents, especially my dad, are both pretty liberal minded. Like, they're both Democrats. They're both mm-hmm. Very progressive when it comes to ideologies of human rights and money. But my mom, a little bit more so, was just very traditional. You go to church every Sunday. It was part of youth group. It's not that they were like, no. It's just, I think, it wasn't ever brought up, really. Like, yeah. I wasn't really exposed to that. So I don't think I thought about it, ghosts. Like, and I think it was brought up maybe in Sunday school or with my friends. It was probably like, no, that's not real.
What has since made you convinced that ghosts are out there?
Again, when I was working at this place, Cafe Jonah and the Magical Attic, there were events that used to be hosted at Cafe Jonah. And one of them was this lady who actually... you can look her up. Her name's Jamie Butler, and she's a medium. And there's this paid event at the cafe after it closed that was a private, you know, organized thing where people paid tickets to come and hear this medium talk. She's very expensive, very like well-known medium who's like traveled all over the world for this. And the tickets were like really expensive. And my friend Sheila was like, hey, would you like to come in for free and watch? And I was like, I knew it was kind of like a cool opportunity, but I was also scared because I thought, I was like, medium, like, what if, I don't want her talking to anyone that's dead, or I don't want to like bring in a weird thing that I wasn't asking for or looking for. It's kind of scared me, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I don't know, someone who claims that they talk to the dead or the unseen or whatever.
Yeah, and then like relay really personal messages.
Yeah, and in a public space.
Right. Yeah.
And I was a little less open-minded at that point. I think I was only like, again, like 24. So I was, what? My only experience was like Christianity. And I'm like, this is what is summoning the devil, like all the like bad things you think. So I was like, But then, you know, my curiosity won out. And I went and I sat with my friend Sheila, and she's like, yeah, dude, you just have to sit and watch. And it was really fascinating because she kind of gave a little spiel at the beginning. And she looked like a total like suburban mom. That was another thing. I was like expecting this, ooh, I'm going to channel. And it's this
like
woman.
A cape.
She's like an all white, super beautiful blonde. Hey, hi, how are you? Would never guess in a million years that she is a medium as a profession, right?
Uh-huh.
So she like came up to the front and kind of just let everybody know that like when she's channeling, when she's in spirit,
because spirits take over her, that she won't really afterwards be able to answer questions. So if you have questions in the moment, you need to ask them right then and there. Mm-hmm. Because after she's out of spirit, it's just Jamie. And she was the conduit, right? She wasn't present for whatever interactions were happening, which also kind of...
So she's saying she doesn't remember anything that happens when she's like on the vessel?
No, once she's in spirit, it's the her spirit has left and another spirit is in. So she's not, as Jamie, she's not someone who's going to be able to be like, oh yeah, that moment when this was happening... Let me explain that, right?
As long as there's consent, I guess that's okay.
Yeah. So she, you know, does it. And it was like really weird because she closes her eyes and like she, so she had three different spirits that came in. The last one was the spirit that is this older woman named Grace, who's British, actually. When, you know, this room full of people are asking questions, and anytime she, her eyes were closed, and anytime someone would raise their hand, her head like would turn in that direction with, as if she saw it.
Oh.
And would be like, yes, you, with her eyes closed, right? What? So it was like she was talking and moving with sight, but her body, her eyes couldn't see what was going on. So she's answering all these personal questions. People are asking about loved ones. Everybody had asked something except for me in the room. Like people are getting emotional, like, and I'm still not sure how I feel about it. I'm like, wow, this is, whatever it is, it's intense, it's powerful. So I got up the courage to ask something. And the day before this all happened, I've always struggled with like whether or not I should pursue acting because I kind of love hate acting. I don't care for actors. I think sometimes it's kind of a self-absorbed profession, but I love to act. So it's always been this catch 22. And especially when I was younger, I was like very like, what am I going to be? So I was frustrated with the theater scene. I was like, I'm not going to act anymore. I'm just going to be designer. I want to do art. I don't want to act. And I was kind of going through like an emotional time with it and struggling. So that literally my proclamation in the world of like, I'm not going to act anymore had happened the day before. And it goes around to me to finally ask a question as this third spirit, Grace, is in her. And I raise my hand. I'm just like, ask a generic, you know, like fortune telling question. I was like, is there such a thing as soulmates? If so, you know, how does it work? Not any. And she immediately with her eyes closed, stares me down and she just goes, are you an actor? And I was like, yeah. She's like, for some reason, the guides around you want you to know that you shouldn't have quit. I was like, okay. And that, and I'm just like, feel like totally called out in front of a room full of strangers. She's like, you are someone with an incredibly large personality and a very tiny voice. And you don't know how to use it yet. She's like, but if you learn how to use it, you're going to change the world with your acting. She's like, your guides around you want you to know you should never quit. And then she literally goes, just for some reason, they just wanted me to tell you that. And yes, there are soulmates. You're going to have three in this life. And by this
sounds
point...
like Grace has a sense of humor.
So. Yeah. And by this point, I'm like crying because I had had this like really emotional, like I'm done with acting. I hate acting. I don't want to do it. It's only selfish people. I just, what am I doing? How am I helping humanity? How am I being a good person? Because I really want to be someone who whatever I do is affecting people in a positive way and feels like I'm making tangible change.
And that's so personal to have in front of a room full of people.
Yeah. Yes.
Your undying question about
it. I'll never forget. She just straight up, and it's not like she saw me and could surmise like, oh, is she dressed? She looks artsy. Like it's not like she could read my energy.
Yeah.
Eyes closed. You quit. Your guides want you to know you shouldn't have your goal. And that literally sticks to my, in my head sometimes when I want to give up of like, you will change the world if you act, which sounds egotistical, but like, I don't know. It just made
me. The spirits told you that. So,
and
at the same time, I mean, you are somebody that affects a lot of people often with what you do on a daily basis already.
Yeah. So, you know? I mean, I don't know. It just, I'll never forget. And she was in spirit. So that was a spirit named Grace that entered her body. And she mentioned that there were the energies of some of my family members that were watching out for me.
That's a lot of pressure to put on you.
I know, right? Like, fuck, I gotta act. I gotta be an actor now.
I mean, Julia, you're really talented, but changing the world, that's heavy shit.
But she called it out too. I do struggle with, and you're seeing confident Julia, who, this was before I did improv. This was before I became a lot more confident. And I still struggle with my self-confidence, but just this really big person, lots of inside, but I'm afraid to use my voice. And then I still, like, even with TV film stuff, I'm not as aggressive as I should be because I'm scared. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't want to be the center of attention, or I just do it for the art of it, and like not being assertive enough. So it's something I think I'm still like on a journey with. But yeah, that shit tore me up. I was like, what? Yeah. And yeah. Do you want to know another story?
Yes.
Well, I want to ask you a little more about, but yes, I do.
No, this is exactly what we want. Yeah.
Okay.
I got chills during your story.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have some questions. She called them spirit guides. And then these three spirits that talked through her, are those her spirit guides, or are those spirits that are like attached to someone?
I think they're her spirits that come in to help people.
Okay.
So I think there's some of her spirit guides, because one like talks specifically about like health and wellness, and like answered like medical type questions, like why did my husband pass away from this thing or that kind of thing. And like one was more I only really remember Grace was the one that kind of answered general questions about life.
Yeah.
Right. And she was just kind of this British one. She was older. That was the crazy thing, was that it's this woman who's, you know, in person, not an actor, not someone, is doing a spot on in the age of this like ninety something British woman named Grace. It was so specific. It's crazy. I looked her up on Instagram the other day. I was like, is she still doing this shit? Like, she does private sessions for like hundreds of dollars.
Wow. And what is her name?
Jamie Butler. Yeah.
All right.
Future guest.
Well, yes, future guest.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's some powerful stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, mediums really fascinate me. We've had a medium. Her name is Teresa, who's kind of been a friend of the podcast, one of Kat's friends. She came on and shared a lot of stories with us where, kind of like you described, the level of sincerity and personalness with the stories, it's hard not to buy into it like almost immediately as she's talking about the stuff. You're like, okay, she's not like it just felt so real in the moment. Just the idea of like having to constantly deal with the dead as like another part of your personality seems so intimidating to me to manage that in your life.
Well, something I've learned through, again, my friend Sheila, who's been my, like, shaman, she, you know, talks about it being just understand, like, it's not necessarily this, like, oh, the dead, or it's just people with gifts that can pick up on different energies, like, that we all come into the world having certain gifts of like certain energy that we're attracted to, right? That we latch on to, that makes sense to us. And that some people just have a gift where they can read that energy.
That's interesting. I also find like the older I get, I can recognize that energy or whatever in other people super fast to know like, oh, this is somebody I'm going to bond with. Yeah. Really fast, you know. That's I never thought about that.
Yeah, so I guess the ether, the things that we can't see, some people can tap into that.
Yeah.
But it's all right here, just because we can't see it. The fact that we give off energy and we receive energy, and that nothing can be created or destroyed, so it's floating around. Yeah. Some energy is great and leaves an imprint. I don't know, it's just really interesting to me. I think
I'm pretty sure I'm just mostly gas.
Griffs. So another crazy story is that that same cafe I worked for,
Jenny Levison, who owns Super Jenny. Mm-hmm. She's the owner of Cafe Jonah.
I love Super Jenny.
Yeah.
Cafe Jonah was named after her son, Jonah. And the magical attic, Sheila, was her friend that, you know, worked upstairs. So Jenny was one of the best bosses I've ever had, ever. She's awesome, super feminist, liberal, like fun, wild bohemian. She was a great role model for me in my early 20s to like discovering my inner like female power. And she, for my birthday, gave me a really nice, expensive psychic reading from this lady that lives in Tennessee, who's like really, I guess, famous, like hard to get on her list for my birthday. And it was a phone reading. And it was like when I was still like super poor and had a flip phone. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I'll get the psychic reading over the phone, whatever. Same thing. The lady, she was like, okay, I'm going to like say a like, you know, got like a prayer to like make sure there's protection, no energies come in, like, and that I channel in a good way. But she was like going to channel and same thing, write down everything because I won't remember what I said. Mm. I was like, okay. Mm. And this is like, again, in a phase where I'm kind of figuring out my shit, but like didn't really know what I wanted to do. In acting, I'd only done drama, never thought I could do comedy, ever. And I'd always been cast as like the ingenue or like the crazy girl or, you know, I love dramatic roles, but mm-hmm. I never dabbled in comedy, never done improv. And so she's like, okay, so I'm going to say this prayer. Once I do it, you're going to have to write down things, okay? Okay. And she says a prayer. And then the first thing she says is, improv is your wheel of fortune. And I was like, what? Improv? What the hell is improv? Like? And she's just like...
Also, improv in fortune?
What? Yeah, exactly. I'm still waiting for that to come true. But she's like, improv, that is your purpose. Improv acting. And she gave me all these specifics. You're going to be in the TV film industry. The market's going to move to Atlanta. Wow. And I'm like working at a cafe, like not knowing whether or not I wanted to do theater. Like I know none of this.
And I take it this was before the market actually did move to Atlanta
yes.
then?
Yes.
Because the market is here. That prediction.
And she literally is like, you are supposed to be in comedy. You're going to write. She's like, you're going to be successful. She said, when you're 32, you're going to start writing something that's going to make you famous. I'm currently writing something with a group of writers that's really what I think is going to be the thing for me, which I'm really excited about.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm 32. Like, just very weird. So I have a picture of it, I think, on my phone because I like to keep that on. And I was like... Afterwards, I was like, that's the weirdest reading I've ever gotten. What? Improv me? What? It was just so specific of like everything. Uh-huh. The next week, my boss is like, hey, Jules, I got asked to do this theater show because she's an actress, Jenny Levison. I got asked to do this theater show. I get 2 tickets. You want to come? And I was like, sure, yeah. I show up. Oh, I'm doing this thing called Armando. And I was like, okay, and I went and I saw it and I was like, oh my god, this is improv. What?
Wow.
And I met Claybo after the show and I was like, okay, universe, and I signed up for a show or signed up for my first class and this is where I am.
What has it been like for you to kind of see those dominoes fall from that prediction?
Well, it's not I like, you know, I'm not living according to the prediction. I'm not trying to be like, okay, and then next, what am I going to, you know? It's very wow, you know, to look back on it and be like, oh my God, that's crazy that she saw that. Like, because improv is so niche. It's not like, niche. Oh, you're going to write like something generic that like everyone does.
Yeah.
You know, it was like improv comedy is where you're supposed to make it. Where I hadn't even mentioned, it's not like she asked me, okay, what do you do? Act or... She didn't have any context. Like that was the first thing she saw for me.
So specific too.
It was so weird. And it's crazy. And like now where I'm at and I just look back and I feel great. I'm like, this is really cool. It's really cool. And I feel a lot of gratitude. Like, wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, for our listeners who don't know, as we have many listeners outside of Atlanta, Julia is one of the best improvising performers in Atlanta. So for that prediction to come true, that's pretty awesome.
And a teacher of improv.
And a teacher. Yeah.
Thank you.
And a writer and an actor.
I know. God, this is all, this is like, so basically two experiences that validated me as an actor.
I would love some supernatural validation for my career.
Yeah.
So spirits, if you are listening, like, it's performance review time at my office. So great time to just jump on in there and tell me what my career goals are.
Oh God.
That's awesome. I feel like as a creative too, you know, we're probably a little more open to accepting information like that. But man, yeah, for it to be so specific two different times, I mean, there must be something more than bullshit going
on. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But I feel like how I approach anything woo-woo is like, it serves a purpose, whether it's positive or negative. It's about what you react to and listening to yourself. So, like, for me, the fact that I immediately cried when that medium said that meant, like, there was a side of me that was, like, mourning the loss of, like, making that decision, or, mm-hmm, like, that I maybe didn't really want to give up on acting. And maybe it was just because I was, like, struggling and hadn't found my group or my people yet. Same as like anything I've done, like tarot cards. It's not like magic where it's like, mm-hmm, oh, it's here's your fortune. It's like, what do I feel when this is happening? And what does it validate in me? And sometimes there's just random shit like improv where you're like, whoa. And, you know, I can't explain that. That is kind of a cool, I like want to get that page framed. I have that journal. If I do make it,
you can frame it next to your script, you know, when you.
Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I do believe in like little magical things. Like, I still have the check, my first check I ever got paid to do improv. Josh Warren's mom, Dottie Warren, paid me $20 to do an improv set at a park up in like Marietta or wherever the hell his family lives. And it was really cute. And it was like with my friends. And it was the first time I got paid to perform improv. And I carry it around in my wallet as a good luck token.
Man, paid to be performed improv. That just, that sounds about as far out there as being. Saving the world and everything else.
Yeah.
So were there things in either of these psychic readings or medium encounters that they said that you were like, maybe that might have been a miss? Or was it pretty much like all accurate?
Well, the medium one was like wham bam, like what I just told you.
Yeah.
I've had readings for sure where I'm like, whoa, that's off the mark. Like what? It's always fun to write it down, though. So, mm-hmm, like, one time I got a palm reading by this guy that was, like, from Mexico. And he was, like, really exotic. And, like, one of his eyes didn't work. And it was just, like kind of like a pirate, you know? Like, just like this, like, and he read my palm. And he gave me all this stuff where I was like, what? Like, you're going to be working at an acting studio, managing children, teaching it, like comedy, whoa, like teaching. And I was like, this was when, again, where I was like, if I do anything outside of working at this cafe, it will not be like that I have no experience in that. What are you talking about? And that's just one that pops into my mind where during at the time I was like, that's way off the mark. I don't know what that guy was talking about. And now I'm like, oh my God.
That's you.
And now, of course, you are teaching classes at a studio for child actors.
Yeah. So sometimes it's good to like write it down because you don't, you know, you might look back and like, oh, wow.
I'm just thinking about that story where they told you exactly what you were going to do. That's.
I know. I'll look on my phone to see if I have the picture. I can't share it with viewers, but I might. I might have like, because I took a picture of it a while back. Just like, I don't know.
You didn't know we have a studio audience here.
Where are they?
Come on down.
Do you guys have any other questions for me? Or like stories, ghost stories I need to tell? Or what you need to...
Have any ghost stories you would like to share?
I mean, I do have one, but it's like not cool. It's not like...
What does that mean?
It's like not impressive, I guess.
What happened?
I just was one time staying at my professor's house. She used to go like every summer on these long cruises with her husband, and she paid me to like garden and take care of her cats. And it was this old house in LaGrange, just like an old shotgun house. It's not a good story at all. I had like a party, spend the night one night over there because she had extra bedrooms, and the faucet just kept turning on and off during the night.
Oh, it was terrifying. My faucet does that as well.
Well, your
but it kept
haunted.
Turning on and off.
Well, what do you think now? Are you convinced when it comes to psychics and mediums?
So we've had a couple people tell stories, and we've had a medium come on our podcast. Man, that is something that before we started the podcast, I would have said I was the least likely to believe because I hadn't experienced it. Mm-hmm. I've had ghost experiences, which I'm still not sure if they were ghost experiences, even though I touched one of them, I guess I should believe. But
episode one.
Yeah, but I you know, I bounce back and forth on ghosts. But damn it, like, how do you, I'm a real proof of fact kind of person, and how do you argue against somebody telling you something in a room full of people as grace? You know, like something that you couldn't write something like that, right? Yeah. If you wrote that, and I'd be like, oh, that's a little too on the nose, but you experienced this. And then to not only experience it one time, but to experience it another time, and then kind of see all these things unravel into facts. So yeah, I want to say there's got to be something to it. And maybe it's something I'll try out. I was kind of closed off because I was real, I do have like a fear of death. And I was always afraid that kind of like the sitcom-y, you know, or Harry Potter-esque where they're like, oh yeah, you're going to die, you know?
No, it's really healing. A lot of the experiences I've had are like for good. Yeah. Like, it's like, just like, this is where you're at in your life. Like, you need to be like mindful of this, or right. You know, like it's very healing, actually. Yeah. I was the same way. I'm very left and right brain. Like, a side of me is the hopeful skeptic. Yeah. That's like cynical and like, listen to reason, where's the science, where's the math behind this? But there, you know, It's if you ever want my friend Sheila on the podcast, the astrologer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
she's a very powerful witch.
And it's something I certainly want to believe in, because ghosts can be like super fucking scary. But the idea that these people have answers to questions that we didn't even know we necessarily had or wanted to ask, like, to me, there's something super sexy about that. So I would love to be able to, you know, experience that at some point. But what about you, JJ? Are you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's. Like, clearly worked for you.
Seeking it out. It was more just curiosity. I wasn't like, I feel, you know, there are people that do it like hoping to get an answer. So maybe that's why it worked for me, was that I was just kind of like open to an experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the idea of you not doing those things that you're doing now, it seems so crazy to me, because I've only been able to see the fruits of the labor, right? I know the Julia that didn't have to struggle to get, or whatever, you know, I know you as this great improviser, actor, performer. So the idea of you not doing that stuff seems so crazy.
Yeah,
so.
I was like working at a cafe, like being like, I'm not going to act ever.
Yeah. And I do think there's like a lot of scammers out there when it comes to mediums or psychics. So I think, you know, for any of our listeners who are wanting to go visit a medium or a psychic, it's just really important to do your research, get recommendations. But yeah, I don't know if it's like, you know, I think there's people who are just incredibly, incredibly intuitive. And whether that is intuitive on like a level of communicating with entities in the ether, or whether it's just some like, there, people are just crazy good at reading people and being able to know what kind of path other people are on. I don't know. Like, both sound highly unlikely and kind of magical in their own rights, and I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah. But. Well, I guess we have more investigating to do then, JJ.
Ooh, that was a good note to end this on.
Thank you. Yeah, all right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to another episode of the Real Hauntings Podcast. I'm Noah Daniels.
And I'm JJ Crable.
Ooh.